মধ্যে কোন দুঃখ হয় গুরুতর? অফ অল সরোজ অ্যান্ড পেন, হোয়াট ইজ দি মোস্ট সিভিয়ার? কৃষ্ণ ভক্ত বিরহ বিনা দুঃখ নাই দেখি আর। দি আনসার ইজ গিভিং দেয়ার, দি সেপারেশন অফ দি ডিভোটিজ অফ কৃষ্ণ দ্যাট কজেস দি হাইস্ট ডিগ্রি অফ পেইন ফুলনেস, দুঃখ, দি সরো আর দি পেইন আর ডিপার্চার ইজ ইন দিস হাইস্ট স্টেজ উই ক্যান ফিল হোয়েন উই আর সেপারেটেড ফ্রম এ ডিভোটি, এ ডিপার্চার অফ ডিভোটি অ্যান্ড এ গুরুদেব, দেন এভরিথিং বিকামস ডার্ক, দি কানেকশন গন আপ থ্রু স্পেক্টাকল লাইফ সিইং সো মেনি থিংস, বাট ইফ ইট ইজ রিমুভড আই ক্যান্ট সি এনিথিং, দেন এ গ্রেট ডিজাস্টার কামস ইন মাই হার্ট, হোয়াট at once everything became dark to me. Through them we were so hopefully, we are enjoying so many spiritual experiences, and that is removed like a spectacle, and I am left in darkness. As heart feels like that, so dukkha vina, and that has been described in Dasa Goswami. Even Radha Kunda and the Govardhan comes to devour me. A pantheon and the tiger pest coming to devour me. So such should be our affinity towards the Guru and the Vaishnava. They are everything. By their grace only we can have a present position in the spiritual life. They are the mediator, they are the mediator giving connection. Through Vaishnava we can have. So our Guru Maharaj in his best puja address, who should be published very soon, he is addressing his disciples. Vipadudharan bandhugan, O my friends, that are saving me from this dangerous situation. Without the devotee companion, one feels alone, he feels in the ocean, in a dangerous position, in chaotic condition. And when so many Vaishnavas, like so many lights, are showing so many different shapes of things, then they are sustained, yes, all right. And we are doing all right. Substantial thing we are devoted to in this way. So Das Goswami Prabhu, the day of departure of him, we should try to show our greatest reverence to him. And then his direct disciple was Kaviraj Goswami, the giver of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know. We have told, if all the theistic books are lost and only Chaitanya Charitamrita is saved, then everything is saved. The very gist of the highest theological substance is there. In Bhagavatam, it is Krishna Lila, and here Krishna and the Guru Lila combined. Guru and the Krishna both combined, the Krishna and the giver of Krishna. Without giver of Krishna, Krishna is nothing to us. But the giver, Krishna and the giver of Krishna, both combined in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And who has given that to us, what should I say about his, our gratitude, our indebtedness to him. He was born nearby Katwa, in the place Hamadpur. There are some sort of deity worshipping going on. Swami Maharaj, he created a trust to recover, reconstruct so many places of pilgrimage, holy places. I asked these ISKCON people to go and try to improve the Jhamatpur. the press, birth place of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the giver of the best thing in the whole of the world in creation. The Yamatpur is there, and there Krishnadas born of a Buddha. Buddha means this doctor family, Indian doctor family. Narahari Sarkar, the Sivananda Sen, they are of respective position. And many of Murari Gupta, they came from this same section, and they are devoted. They are famous devotee of Mahaprabhu, helps his cause greatly. The Kaviraj Goswami, he, in his house, there was deity, a deity of being worshipped, and one Ramdas, a devotee of Nityananda Prabhu, he went there and he visited some feast of divine love, and that could not be appreciated by the priest of the temple, and he made some apathetic remark. And then Ramdas, he depreciated there, he went away dissatisfied. And the Kaviraj Goswami, he told something to the priest that you could not appreciate the devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. You are conducting formal worship, but you have eliminated, you could not understand the real divine love, all these things, something, to one Gunagna Mishra. And Nityananda Prabhu, he was so much satisfied with this dealings of Kaviraj Goswami, Krishnadas, that very night he came in a dream to Kaviraj Goswami and told, "Hare Hare Krishnadas, oh Krishnadas, I am to you. Come to Vrindavan, you will have a very bright future life. I say, you leave everything and come to Vrindavan. I am much satisfied with your behavior. You have clear appreciation for my devotees, Ramdas, and chastise the smart pandit, a scholar of the ordinary Varnasram fashion of worship, and gave supremacy this loving service. So I am very much satisfied, and I ask you to come to Vrindavan, and you will have a very bright future there." And he told that by that dream, in the morning I woke up and thought, "What is this? This is not an ordinary dream. This is really the grace of Nityananda Prabhu." And he calls me to Vrindavan. That very morning I made arrangement and left everything and came to Vrindavan. And it is shamelessly I am describing that Nityananda Prabhu's grace has given me so much. Though it is very, it is haughty, it is anyhow, undesirable that one should boast that I have got this thing, that thing. This is out of Kashi, that a Vaishnava, a servant of a Vaishnava, he will say, show his pride, "I have got the grace of Krishna or Vaishnava." This is a boastfulness. It is very degraded mentality, but still I can't say, can't keep it in secret, the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Whatever I have got, only by the grace of Nityananda, I am not fit for that. Nityananda Prabhu's grace, that is causeless, and I am such a fallen soul, and his grace has took me up in the high standard. I have got Rup, I have got Sanatan, I have got Rukhunath Das as my guru, I have got Govardhan, I have got Radhakunda, Vrindavan, I have got so many things. If I can't be thankless, ingratitude, it will be ingratitude for me if I do not say that I have got so many things. By the grace of the grace of Nityananda has given so much. I can't be a traitor to his graciousness. So I am to disclose that, yes, I have got Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, so many masters, and Vrindavan, and such thought, great thought, Vrindavan I have got. This way Kaviraj Goswami. At the same time, he say, Purishirikishvaitimuishirapishto, what of Jagai Madhai? They came from Brahmin court, they approached Nityananda and the Mahaprabhu face to face, but I have not got such a good chance. Only dream Nityananda came and showed him, and I was Purishirikishvaitimuishirapishto, I am lower than a worm of a stool. Jagai Madhai Haiti Munshi Papisto, I am sinner of the sinnest, sinner most than Jagai Madhai, more sinner than Jagai Madhai, Munshi Papisto. More nam jay loy tar punna khoy, more nam jay sune tar punna khoy. If anyone hears my name, his merit decreases. And more nam jay doi tar paap hai, and who takes my name, he commits sin positively. Such a nasty position I have got, and only the grace, the causeless grace of Nityananda Prabhu has raised me so high. So it is the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Musa Lok, oh you people, I widely circulate to you all, come to the feet of Nityananda. He is so gracious, so noble, does not look for any qualification at all. Whoever may come, can fall on his way, he will embrace them. Causeless mercy, causeless grace, we have found in Nityananda. So come to him, come to that department where the divine love is being distributed so widely and without any qualification from the beggars who wants this. Come to the feet of Nityananda. And his grace, Hanonitai Vinivai Radha Krishna Paitanai, by the grace of Nityananda, you will come to Sri Gauranga. And when you have Gauranga, Radha, Krishna, both combined, you have got everything of the highest order. In Vrindavan. So these three gurus, the spiritual guides of our Gaudiya Vaishnava theology, they departed this very day. So how should we behave? We should observe. We should look to associate with this day how should be our heart, what we have lost, the greatest jewel, the mediator of the supreme wealth withdrawn from us. But still, they are eternal, their grace is everywhere. We should hanker after a drop of their grace in this very day of their departure. Without that, we can't lead our spiritual life. Our spiritual life is impossible without the drop that they have kept for us in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Raghunath, Uddhamrita, all these things, that is our food, our diet to sustain, both diet and the medicine, everything we shall have from there. So we invoke their grace today, that we may live We massage them. We massage their master. We fulfill their end of life. And we show that we can be of some service and utility to their cause. Like this is Manjara Bhadra Pashti Gauri. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Prabhupada ki jai. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Bhaktavinda ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Chaitanya Saraswati Mat ki jai. Srivad Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu ki jai. Srivad Das Goswami Prabhu ki jai. Srivad Raghunath Bhatta Goswami Prabhu ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Purushottam Dham ki jai. Navadvip Dham. Mad season, our Guru Maharaj came to push all these thoughts divine to fallen souls back off. And through him, Swami Maharaj also approached by his grace to the world abroad and joined so many of you to this Navadvip Dham. Guruji, by whose grace we are able to have a glimpse of the light of that order. Bhakti Siddhanta. Kathavaila? From a dangerous position, how to harmonize. In a market, not only the capitalist but the customer's position is primary concern. So the recipients demand in the market. Customers are the helpers of the merchants that supply the commodity. The current society is like that. If no customer, then the sellers, they consider them that they are helpless. So dynamic characteristic of the absolute requires this. Every part has got its important position to play. Positive, negative, to the details. Positive is not sufficient in his own position. The negative is also has got its position. Both combined, the leela is possible, the pastime is possible. So everything has got its necessity. When the gopis met Krishna in Kurukshetra, they hankered after the environment of Vrindavan. Both main parties are present, but still they felt the necessity of this paraphernalia. Here we cannot meet, we cannot discharge our duty without the help of our friends that help us favorably. So everything has got its own necessity in a particular leela. In a drama also, the king is necessity, and the sweeper is also necessity. So every part has got its own importance in the dynamic characteristic of the Absolute. Also, we have to understand in that way. The supplier, the giver is there, the mediator is there, and the customers must be there. One is feeding, another is eating. Without the help of the eater, feeding is not possible. Festival means everyone's part to play in that. So unity and the plurality is adjusted in this way. One is nowhere without the help of the other. The potency and the possessor of the potency both are inseparably connected in constitution of the whole. So the relationship not of exploitation, not of predominating over others. In the plane of love that everyone expresses his gratitude to the another. Another. This is the land of love, the land of affection. Everyone has got his recognition of his position. All the fear, all the fear, no exploitation. Union, husband, wife, but that is, everyone is respecting another, serving another. Not that one consuming another is being consumed. Prasad seva. When we take prasadam, not with the spirit of consumption, but to honor. Everything is seva, service. Everything is done with the temperament of the service. So, no death, no reaction, no such possibility. Honoring. The transaction is there. And apparently the transaction may be sometimes cruel. But still, everything, keeping the independence of the other party, another party is serving, it is possible. So Guru expresses his indebtedness to the disciple. Without you, I cannot have the position of distribution of the about the subject, about God. So your help is also indispensable. Without you, I am nowhere. No, I want engagement. It is a favor that I am engaged in distributing to, I am a medium. If you are not present, then how I can be a medium? my service is finished. So, everyone has got his necessity, honorable position. So, this revolutionary thing, that Guru Maharaj, he is addressed to the disciple. Amar Vipadud Dharan Bandhugan. Oh, my friends that are sincere to me, apparently sincere. How? It is too much modesty, humility, not true so much as humility. That is also an angle of vision like that, but at the same time the necessity that should also be appreciated. What is the characteristic here? Relative position and absolute position. Honoring. We should learn from this. If there is no prasadam, no honor, so prasadam, we are lost. And at the same time, no consume, no spiritual consumption. But honoring the prasadam, Bhagavad prasadam. So this Vaishnava expression, prasad seva, serving the prasad. Apparently he is consuming, and the person that he says he is serving. So it is not a passion, but it is the real, very life of the thing, to honor prasadam. Everything to honor. This is the position in the positive kingdom. Every unit is honoring another unit. And not one exploiting another and showing some action. In action, one is utilizing many, but not by force, but the opposite. We have to. The land of no reaction, but opposite reaction. The land of death and the land of here working movement means undergoing loan, and there the opposite movement means to give loan. So that is conception of service. No one is taking any loan. Are all capitalists. Everyone is capitalist in his own position, is giving, contributing, and they don't want to take it back. So opulence is there. If in an administration, all the staff, they are thieves, then it will be bankrupt. If the staffs are thieves, that administration or that system will be bankrupt very soon. And all members are contributing, then there will be opulence. So, the land of opulence. No want, all givers, no black marketing. Even there is black marketing, but in the style of black marketing one is giving, sacrificing. Stealthily one is giving, but not taking, stealthily. We are told that there was one Mohammedan gentleman in Hooghly, Haji Muhammad Mohsin. Muhammad Mohsin. He had money, enough money. And there, serving, approaching him, and he is helping them. But those householders that have got some social position, they can't come to beg to him. He kept some information, and at night, when he's passing by his door, he threw something, some money, in some bag or so, in his house. Stealthily, explicitly he's not coming to beg to him, but he's in want. So the man, the donor, the giver, he stealthily threw some money within his house compound and that. They say, what is this? And say that there is some money here. And no one, at night, he used to do like that. So, stealthily also one may give. Black marketing is there formally, but in that black marketing on the giving, not taking. And black marketing apparently in Vrindavan, through apparent misdeeds, the blissfulness is being distributed by Krishna and others also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj, some people come and they show us honor and say, why you also showing honor? Guru Maharaj, he used to show the honor, the pranam to the disciples. And that is not hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, his vision was such to give honor to all. Everyone connected with God, and if God should be honored, then any connection of God, that should be honored to the extreme. That should be loved from the heart of the heart. Heart will be such, and there's a part of heart, within and without, part of heart. We are advised to see by his conduct this way. That is the land we are aspiring after to enter and to live there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Resolve. Before the Dharan, oh, you, my friends, who has come to deliver me from danger, danger. Not flattery, not hyperbolic, but it is real. It is the nature of this life. And we want us that we are going to live in such a plane, for such will be our heart, clean and giving mood. I die to live. Again, is there. Not only the disciple order, but the very order of the existence of that plane is die to live. At every step, every second. The service means die to live. Apparently, die, giving, sin, it felt, oh, it's giving dissipation. But no, it is. Just as merchant is removing the commodities from the soul, but it is coming in the form of money. Apparently, so many things are removed from the store to the party. But in return, the money is coming again to fill up the store. And whatever quality we can give us, whatever plane, we can get back higher than the value in that plane, in terms of dollar against dollar, gold against gold, things against things. Different planes of life. Mahaprabhu, infinite transaction with the infinite, take the name with that spirit, with that Srivan Mukhi Jivado. So Rupa Goswami, he is taking out the very life of the thing. He must be giving this symptom of die to live must be everywhere in our transaction with the divinity. Otherwise we are here in this place. Sevanukehi jivhadu, we shall take name. But taking the name, that also, this spirit must be cultivated within, the spirit of giving. Not to take the name to show to the other, I am a sadhu, I am taking the name. That is explosion, namakar, or the physical sound is being repeated. Not, we have got any touch with the real spirit, real name, Vaikuntha Namagrahanam. Vaikuntha Namagrahanam, not this, physical sound, but it must have got origin in the infinite. Vaikuntha, no kuntha, no limit. Must have connection with the unlimited. Vaikuntha means unlimited. And that unlimited connection only can be got through giving, sacrificing, service. Because that is of higher status. Only through service we can connect with it. We can exploit things of lower nature. And if we want to have any connection with the higher than we are, then the connection of service only gives connection, otherwise not. Vaikuntha Nam, if finite wants its connection with the infinite, the mood must be that of service, never otherwise. We can avoid or we can exploit, that is, here we are out of the reality. We are out scarce, no connection. So it is reality, it is not imagination. Devotion, Krishna consumption, all reality, the real reality, above all conception of reality. But the position is such, We must learn to sacrifice. Then we shall come to that group of that section, that mentality, that temperament, sadhu sangha, and the cultivation will go on. It will be easy if we get a favorable association, then our culture will be, cultivation will be easily done. Alone it is difficult, paraphernalia is opposite. So sadhu sangha has been given so much importance, the association. If we get second, third, fourth, fifth, so many, in a way, when we are going to the unknown distant land, it helps us great deal, sadhu sangha. And also some map consulting, shastra. Shastra like map, and the sadhu sangha, the real guide with us, companion. The guidebook, shastra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So no devotion, no God. And devotion, everywhere God. Connection with the, with that plane, contrast of that plane, resident of that plane. That is concrete reality. Not abstract from, viewed from a distant abstract. The stars are also like abstract to us. But when we can go and see and examine, it is a concrete. The moon is abstract to us, only considered to be mentioned in the poetry or in any epics, moon. Sun, moon. Symptom. When the poison comes in connection with infinite, his thirst never quenched, satisfied. And he's going on increasing, increasing. As in the connection of infinite, so it is increasing. Hankering will increase. More we get, more we have, more we want. That will be the temperament. More we have, more we want. Necessity. This is also a peculiar symptom of our connection with infinite. The more one gets, no limit, no satisfaction. And more he will want. I want more. But it is infinite. It is not finished. How many there may be recipients, but no bankruptcy. So, any member living in the infinite, as much he gets, he wants more. And he is also accommodated there. Increasing.